Paragraph A, Vize Bechinas Tkia Baroi Shutkia Basoif Ushvorim Tru Bemsa. With this we could understand the order that the Chachamim have established when we blow shofar, that every set of shofar blowing has a tkiah first, then something in middle, either shvarim alone or trua alone, or both shvarim and trua, and then a tkiah again at the end. Ki tkiah hu bechinas shtika heder adibur kemuva b'divrei Rabbeinu zal b'makom acher b'siman samach, because tkiah represents silence, no dibur. Tkia is a straight sound, no words. When a person speaks, their lips and tongue, all the different parts of the mouth, are slicing up the letters. They're slicing up, they're chopping up the breath coming out of your mouth to form letters and to form words. Tkia is a perfect example of koil baloi dibur. It's just a straight sound. It's the opposite of dibur. That's why we have the tkiah in the beginning and end. Ki tkiah rishayna zebchinas nekudat tachtoina shenas esayde admim vashtika kanal. Because the first tkiah represents the lower part of the aleph, which we said that when a person has to do tshuva, the way that he makes that tikkun of the lower part of the aleph is by being quiet, by not answering back. Tkiah achroina, the second tkiah, the tkiah at the end of the set. Zebchinas nekuda elyoina. That corresponds to the upper nekuda, the top part of the aleph. Shehi gamkein bechinas shtika, which is also an aspect of silence. Bebechinas siog lachochma shtika. As the Mishnah says in Perkei Avos, the fence around chochma is silence. What is that fence? That's the keser. That's the light of keser. The crown worn on the head, that crown is like a fence around the head. And what is that fence? Shtika, silence. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, b'mufla mimcho al tidroish. In that which is pele, pele is wondrous. Pele is a nickname for the keser. When you're up there, al tidroish, don't darshan. It's not a place for drushes. It's a place to keep your mouth closed, to be silent. Ayin Shom, look over there in Torah Samach, where Rabbeinu Zal touches on this. Just a second. I'm not sure what this Ayin Shom is going on for now. Okay, next. Ushvorim trua zebechinas habusha v'halev nishbor. And the shvorim, or the trua, or the combination of both of them in milta tutkias, that represents the shame and embarrassment and the broken heart. Bechinas genuchi gonach yiluli yolil, as the Gemara says, it's two different sounds of a person who feels very broken. Dahainu habusha shemeganchin umeyalalim achmas busha al goydel psho. This refers to a person who's wailing and crying over out of being embarrassed for his sins. Vezois habusha hu ikar bechinas koil hashoifor shekolo migavnin sagiin. And that busha, that's the essence of the sound of the shoifor, which is a combination of many colors. Ubishvil ze nikra shoifor. And this is why this instrument is called a shoifor. Loshen hisparus, klolius hagavnin. The word shofer in Hebrew means beauty, colorful. By Osher it says, Hanoisein Imre Shofer, words of beauty. Shapru Maasechem, beautify your deeds. Beauty is when there's multicolored, a combination of colors. That's this Klolius Hagavnin. Kial Yidei Habusha, Shemishtane Ponov Lekama Gavnin, because by feeling shamed and embarrassed, whereby the person's face changes many different colors, Zoiche Lehisparus Klolius Hagavnin. He is Zoiche to the beauty of the multicolored light. Vze bechinas havov shebetoich aleph kanal. That's that vov in middle of the aleph. That's the rokia, which we said the sky, which is many different colors, blue, red, gray. You know, you see how the sky changes colors different times. Sometimes it looks gray. So you know, vazai nishlam tmunas aleph. And when a person is zocher to make all of these tikkunim, he completes the aleph. He has the bottom part, the shtika A, shtika B, and the busha in middle, which is all the three parts of the aleph. V'naseh odom lo sheves al hakiseh. And he generates the odom, that aleph dalet mem, to sit on the kiseh. There's a pasuk in Yecheskel that you have to have an odom lo sheves al hakiseh. V'naseh yichud ben chama levona. Now there's a unity between the sun and the moon. Sheze ikar hatikun shel kol hachatoim. That's the main tikkun of all of our sins. When we unite the sun and the moon, kutshebrichu ushchinte, venesmalois kol hapegimois, and all the defectiveness, all the deficiencies are filled in. Sheze ikra bechinas Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah is really all about. Paragraph Vov. V'ze b'chinas she'koiflin ha'tekiyos kamapomim b'yeshivo b'amida. Now we'll understand also why we go through many sets of this shofar blowing. Tekiyah shvarim, tekiyah, tekiyah shvarim, tekiyah, 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 you know, sets and sets and sets. Ze b'chinas tshuva al tshuva. This is tied into what Rabbeinu Zal said to us over there in Likutei Maran, that tshuva isn't a one-time shot. Tshuva is a constant process, again and again. And this is why the two sets of shofar blowing that we do, the 30 sounds that we blow before Shmon Esrei, and the 70 sounds that we blow during the two Shmon Esreis and after, one set is called Tkiyas de Meyushav, and the other one is called Tkiyas, the Tkiyas of sitting down and Tkiyas of standing up. Ki yeshiva marames al ho'ilam hazeh. Because we know that the physical world that we live in is referred to as yeshiva, sitting. Olam haba is referred to as me'umad, standing, a higher level. This corresponds to the two types of tshuva that Rabbeinu Zal spoke about. The first tshuva that a person does is compared to kovoid olam hazeh. Utshuva shnia, the second tshuva, who bechinas kovoid boilam haba, is compared to the higher level kovoid, the kovoid of olam haba. Kamoi shekosov Rabbeinu sham al maimor azal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in Torah Vav, on the Gemara that says, hazoyveach es yitzroi, step one, a person who slaughters his yetzahara, that's first tshuva. Umisvade olav, and then he confesses about that. He confesses about his zvichas hayetzer. He confesses about his previous tshuva. He apologizes for his first tshuva, saying, Hashem, now on Monday, I realize that my tshuva of Sunday was a joke. I realize that I was insulting you when I said, Hashem, you're so rich, you have $100. I realize that now I realize you have $1,000. You're much bigger than I thought you were yesterday. So the Gemara says there, Hazoveach es yitzroi umisvade olav, Keilu kibdoi laKadosh Baruch Hu b'shnei olamos. It's as if he showed respect to Hashem in both worlds. So we see that the real tshuva, that tshuva one is called tshuva v'olam hazeh, tshuva two is called tshuva v'olam haba. V'alkein toikim b'yeshiva u'bamida. This is why we have two sets of shofar blowing. Set A and set B, yeshiva namida, lirmois al shnei bechinas hatshuva nal, to allude to these two levels of tshuva, tshuva shalom haza, tshuva shalom haza, tshuva al tshuva, ze bechinas tshuva shalom haba, shu yoim shekuloi shabbos, kuloi tshuva, bechinas tshuva al tshuva kanal, ayin shom, as Rabbeinu Zal says over there. V'alkein toikin kamo pomim, and this is why even within these two categories, within the Tkiyas de Meyushav, there are many sets, and within the Tkiyas de Muma, there are many sets. Lohoyrois shetzir tzrichen lasis tshuva kama vekama pomim. To show us that this tshuva process is multiple, multiple, multiple. A person is constantly doing tshuva. Ki tzrichen lasis tshuva al tshuva kanal. Because a person is always doing tshuva for his previous tshuva. As we said earlier, Ayin Shom, look over there in Likutei Maran, where this is all very much explained. Paragraph Zayin. V'ze b'chinas mitzvas sukkah achar aseres yimei tshuva. Now we can understand also why the holiday of sukkahs follows the aseres yimei tshuva. Ki isa shom b'maimar nal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains there in Torah Vav, shemi sheroise latzois tshuva tzorech lihiois ayil v'nofik. Bechinas rotzi v'shoiv, bechinas zakom and the ayil v'nofik. Rabbeinu Zal says a person wants to do real tshuva has to be a boki b'halocha. He has to know how to go. He has to know how to enter and how to exit. The Zohar HaKadosh calls it ayil v'nofik. If you recall the story in the Gemara in Chagiga, it speaks about the four great rabbis, Ben Azai, Ben Zoima, Acher, and Rabbi Akiva, who went up to the Pardes. The Gemara says Rabbi Akiva was Nichnas V'yotza B'Sholoim. He entered and left in peace. That's this Ayil V'Nofik. A person has to be Boki in Ayil Nofik. Rotzoi, which means to go up, V'Shoiv, to come back down. As the Zohar Kodesh says, Ashrei to that person who is Ayil V'Nofik. B'chinas, Im Esak Shomayim Shomato. As the Pasuk says, Dovra Mel says, if I go up to the heavens, if I go all the way up, Hashem, you're right there. Ze B'chinas Ayil, that's the concept of going up. Va'atzio Sho'il. And even when I go all the way down, down, down to Sho'il, the seventh basement of Hineko, Hashem, you're right there. Ze B'chinas V'Nofik. That's this Limud of V'Nofik, going out. Ayin Sham Heitev, look in Likut Imran. V'ze b'chinas mitzvah sukkah achra seros yimei tshuva. This is the whole concept of how Yidden build a sukkah and they go into the sukkah after seros yimei tshuva. She'omra Torah, the Torah Akdosha tells us, tsei midiras keva v'shev b'diras aroi. Leave your permanent dwelling and go out into a temporary dwelling. Zecher l'ananei akovoid, to remind ourselves of these special clouds that traveled shesichachu es Yisrael kesholchu b'midbar, which surrounded the Jews when we traveled through the desert. Ki be'emes ikar hakedusha hi b'soich habayis shel odom, because the truth is that the real place of kedusha is a Jew's home. When a person is zeichet to get married, this is why it's so important to get married. Until a person's married, he doesn't have his own home. When a person's zocher to get married and he builds his own home, that's his merkaz of kedusha. That's his place of kedusha. He betoich habayis shel adam ki yadua shebachutz hu makoyim shlitas hachitzoinim. Because all the svarim akdoshim tell us that outside, that word chutz, outside, is a place where the chitzoinim, the sitrachra, klipois, there are robbers and there's dirt and there's mud, there's all kinds of stuff. This is why the forces of the Sitrachra, the Yetzahara, the Tumah, is always referred to as Chitzonim, outsiders. Shemekoyman Bachutz, their place is outside. I have that expression, I'm going out. That word out means Chas V'Shalom, out, outside of the Kedusha. A person's house, they come into the house, there's a mezuzah everywhere. He walks into the house, there's a mezuzah. Every room has a mezuzah. He has his sfarim there. He has his only kosher food in his refrigerator. He has all this, all the symbols of holiness. When he leaves the house, he's going out into the big blue yonder, you know. Aval betoich habayis hu mokoy meshumor mehem. Whereas inside the house is a place, is a sanctuary, a sanctum that's protected from the chitzoinim. If a person has the right kind of house, Rachmona Litzlan Lo Yaleinu, if a person brings junk into their house, they bring forbidden stuff into their house, then they're making their house into chutz, chas v'shalom. V'shom ikar hamshocha sakidusha. Therefore, inside the person's house is the place where he has the greatest ability to draw kedusha. Bebechinas bechochmo hi bone bayis, ubetvuno yiskoinon, ubedas chadorim yimolu. The posuk in Mishlei, that with chochmo and tvuno and das, you fill your home. Shebetoich bayis haYisraeli shu bayis shel hakedusha nimshach l'shom b'chinas chochmo utvuno v'das shu b'chinas klolius haTorah klolius hakedusha. Inside a person's house, which is the bayis of kedusha, there he's able to draw the chochmo utvuno das, which is the Torah, which is the kedusha. Ki haTorah klula b'chochmo utvuno v'das ki yadua, because we know the Torah is a combination of chochmo, bino, and das. Umascheles mi bereshis, and the Torah begins with the word Bereshis, Shehu Bechinas, Roish Bayis, which tells us that the first thing is a bayis. V'ze Bechinas, Beis mi Bereshis. This is that large, oversized beis of the word Bereshis, that big beis, Shehu Hascholas HaTorah, that's the opening letter of the Torah, Shehu Klolius HaTorah, which is a composite of the entire Torah, Sheklula Bechinas Bayis. It's all included in that beis, that bayis. That beis is called Beis Rabosi. Hainu b'chinas bias shel hakdusha shu bias ha-Yisraeli. That's the bias of Kedusha, which is the home of a Jew. Ki ha-bias hu diras odom, because the bias is the dwelling place of the person. Shehu b'chinas ha-Torah. And the odom is the Torah. A human being is a Torah. Be'b'chinas, as the Pasuk says, zois ha-Torah odom. This is the Torah, man. Man is the Torah. A human being has 613 parts to him, 248 organs corresponding to the mitzvah saseh of the Torah, and 365 tendons corresponding to the mitzvah lo saseh. V'habayis nikro reshus hayochid. And a house, a person's own dwelling, private dwelling, is usually called a reshus hayochid, a private domain. Shehu b'chinas reshus yechidoi shel olam. Which the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that the term Rishus HaYochid refers to the Rishus of HaYochid, the Yochid. Who is the Yochid? Hashem Kav Yochid, who is called Yechidoi Shel Olam. Shegovoi Asoro Urechovoi Arba, Kemuva B'tikunim. We know that technically, the Gemara tells us, how do we define the minimum requirements of Rishus HaYochid? It's 4x4, and it's 10 Tvachim high. So which is Kaviochel Hashem. Hashem is 4x4, the four letters, Yud, K, Vav, K, which have a height of 10. When you fill out those letters, Yud, Vav, Dalid, Hey, Yud, Vav, Vav, Hey, Yud, or the different, it's 10. Or in other forms, Yud, Yud, K, Yud, K, Vav, Yud, K, Vav, K is 10 letters, different forms, as the Tikkun HaZohar discusses. V'alkein ikar ha-kedusha hu b'sech beisoy shel odom. And therefore the main place of kedusha is inside a person's home. V'alkein om razal, this is why the Gemara says Nivamis, mi she'ein loy karko ein loy odom. A person who doesn't have a house is nisht ken mensch, he's not a person. V'zeh b'chinas leich ami boy bachadorecho usigored losecho. This is the pasuk in Yeshaya, which Hanavi, where the Navi Hashem says, "Go, my nation, go into your room and close your door. You know, your place of privacy, your place of oneness with Hashem." Sheikra kedushosoy shelodom kishemazgiratzmoy besoich beisoy v'chedroy. One of the main ways that a person can protect and ensure his kedusha is when he's in his house, when he's closed in his house, in his room. V'zeh b'chinas v'hatznei aleches im Hashem aloikecha. When you're hidden, when you're in this category of hatznei aleches, then you're with Hashem. She'ikar hiskarvus l'Hashem yizborach u'bebechinas v'hatznei aleches. The main closeness to Hashem is in this concept of tznius, hidden away. Bebechinas hashevach hanemar al Talmud Chacham, just as the Torah Kedusha praises the Talmud Chacham in saying, kol kvoido bas melech penima. The kovoid of the bas melech of the Talmud Chacham is pnima, inside. V'zeh b'chinas k'teferes odom losheves bayis. The beauty of a person, losheves bayis, to be in his house. She'ikra tifarto yikdushos shel odom u'k'sh'yosh b'sar beisoy. The main beauty of a person is when he has his privacy, he has his domain, he has that place where he's secluded with Hashem, where he's cut off from the mabul, from the flood of the chitzayim, the outside world. Sheshom ikar hamshochas kedusha. That's the place where you can learn, you can daven, you can do mitzvahs, you can draw kedusha. V'chol ze move on midivrei Rabbeinu Zal, shebeisoy shel Yisrael b'chinas bayis beis mibereshis. This is all included in Rabbeinu Zal's words when he mentions that the house of a person is that letter beis of bereshis. That big bays is bias. Shehu b'chinas klolius ha-Torah, which is a composite of the whole Torah. Kemuvon b'divrei Rabbeinu Zal al posuk v'yakov nosa sukoiso v'yiven loy bias. As Rabbeinu Zal explains in chapter 266 in the first half of the Likutei Moharan, where he speaks about sukkah and bias. Ukemuvon b'maimar bereishis leinei kol Yisrael. And as Rabbeinu Zal explains further in Torah Samach Zayin, in the second half of Likut Imran, Shebeis Yisroel hu bebechinas Beis HaMikdosh, that the house of a Jew is a concept of a Beis HaMikdosh. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran v'hoven, you'll understand. Nimtzo sheikra kedusha hu b'soich habayis shel odom. So therefore the main kedusha is in a person's home. Avul be'emes, but the truth is, Afal Pikein, even though that's true, that the main Kedusha is in your house, it's impossible just about for a person to remain in his house permanently. A person has to leave his house at times. And on one hand, we would say, it would be great, it would be ideal if I could stay in my house, because that's the place of Kedusha. And when I go outside, I'm going out. I'm going out into the darkness, into the danger zone. Therefore, it would be a great idea for a person to stay in his house permanently. However, that's just about impossible. And therefore, people have to go outside and they have to come and go constantly. However, the truth is, this is an example of what Rabbi Nezal speaks about there, of Ayil Venofik. Ki afal pi shoyoroi shiodom dovik begdusha tomi buchinas ayil. Because even though it would be great for a person to always be attached to the Kedusha on the level of Ayil, on the level of Rotzi, always climbing, going up, 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 up. Afal Pikein Iker Shleimus Hagdusha Hudafka Kishezoich Hodom Liois Ayil Vinofik. The real success of the Kedusha and the real perfection of the Kedusha is when a person is able to go up and down, in and out. Because it's mandatory. It must be. It's impossible any other way. A person must go out from the Kedusha at times a little bit. In this category of Venofik, as we see in natural life. Sheyesh l'chol odom aliyos v'yeridos mamish b'chol yoim. Every single person experiences ups and downs every single day. It's impossible for a human being to remain on one level. I always give the mashal of a heart machine. When you go into a hospital, guy's on a heart machine. As long as the thing is riding up and down, he's alive. The minute the thing stops going up and down, that line is going, it's riding a straight line, we lost him, he's gone. V'chol zehu machma shebehechrech tzrichin lahalois gam madregois hatachtoinois sumukoymes achitzoinim kulam elakdusha. And one of the reasons for this is that we must elevate those lower levels of Kedusha, those sparks of Kedusha that are downstairs, that have fallen, that are in the Mekoymes Achitzoinim. We have to bring them into the Kedusha also. Alkein behechrich sheyeh hodom b'chinas ayil v'nofik. Therefore, a person must go through both stages, ayil and nofik. Kishezoiche oz liye boki v'alocha. And when the person is zoiche to be a boki v'alocha, to learn how to go up and how to go down, ulahachzik atzmoyoz koroi, and to be able to handle himself properly in both circumstances, and to hold on properly, azay hu zoyche lahalois gam mekoymos achitzoinim umadreges atachtoines kulam ala kedusha. Then that person is zoyche, has the ability to elevate the mekoymos achitzoinim, sparks of kedusha that have fallen into all kinds of dirt and mud and filth, spiritual dirt and everything, he's able to elevate them and bring them all into the kedusha.